begin to
this
feel,
call is being recorded.
Begin to feel the motion as you begin to rise up from your physical form. Get that sense of both being connected to your physical form. Your astral and etheric are connected to your physical form, but are yet separate. But remember, it is the etheric and the astral body that form the physical body, not the other way around. When your physical body expires, your astral and your etheric body continue on for all eternity. Let yourself now begin to rise up, seeing your physical body fall down below you as you rise up through the building, wherever you are, up into the sky, up into the clouds, having that sense of moving away from your physical body more and more, seeing it falling down below you, seeing the earth fall down below you as you rise higher and higher. If you were up in a plane now, or a bird soaring across the sky, looking down and seeing the land far down below, or the oceans, you continue to rise up higher and higher until you move beyond the Earth's atmosphere. Now you become aware of everything that is beyond the Earth as well. Become aware of all the ships that are out here, the planets of the solar system, the sun. But your vision, your ability to visualize and project your consciousness does not stop here. It can continue on, right through the sun, out into the galaxy, becoming aware of the various solar systems within the galaxy, and then the central sun of the galaxy itself. And just as you moved through the sun of this solar system, you can now move your consciousness directly through the galactic central sun. But think of it as more than just your consciousness. Think of it as you, your I Am presence that can move anywhere in the universe, whenever you want to. It is not held back by anything that is a 3D form of physicality. You have the universe to explore whenever you want. So let yourself now move out through into the galaxies beyond. Become aware of all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. And all the way to the central sun of this universe. Source of all creation here in this universe. The cosmic central source. There you are, looking at this great sun. This great universal sun, immense beyond imagining. And the vibration of this sun would shatter your physical body if it were to come near this. But your astral, your etheric body are able to withstand this energy. You can feel it. You can feel it moving through you. It permeates your entire astral and etheric body. Feel these energies emanating from this cosmic central source, and you can watch now these energies as waves of energy that have been moving from this cosmic source through all of the central suns, all the way through the central sun of this galaxy, wave after wave after wave of energy, of light, of love, of higher consciousness. Think about it in terms of huge amount of energy or light coming from this source, the central source and being stepped down all the way through all of the galaxies till it moves through the central sun of this galaxy, continuing to be stepped down in energy, in light, in vibration, so that when it finally does reach the Earth, those life forms on the Earth are able to handle this energy because it has been stepped down so many times. It is the same as when you, as your I Am presence, began the creation process for yourself, and you stepped down a portion of yourself, then that portion stepped down another portion of itself, putting down a level of consciousness into lower and lower densities. So finally, you placed you as your I Am presence, as your higher God self, as the universal monad that you are. Put down a portion of yourself into the Earth, into the evolutionary pattern here on the Earth. And thus began your great experiment here. Began your volunteering mission to become a part of this evolution. You can now see those waves of energy that have been coming into the planet, bombarding the planet, if you will, over a period of time now. But waves that are becoming stronger and stronger. And as they strike the Earth, they spread out as waves of energy, as tsunami waves of love, of higher consciousness, of higher vibration, encompassing the Earth, bringing higher consciousness, bringing light everywhere that it touches. And yes, there are areas of darkness yet still. But as the waves of energy become stronger and stronger, as the light becomes stronger and stronger, the dark will no longer be able to hold back the light. Light will illuminate everywhere. Light is illuminating everywhere and everything. And whatever is of darkness will no longer be able to survive these higher vibrational energies. To see that final wave that is even now approaching this galaxy as the event that you have heard of from many different sources, over from many different ancient writings have spoken of this event. This great solar flash, where all will see the blinding light across the planet at the same time. All will be witness to this great event. See it now happening. Visualize. Imagine what it would be like. And know that your imaginings, your visualizations, or what it will be like as you see the colors come in the sky. You that have eyes to see and ears to hear will witness this at a higher level of your being, whereas others will feel it in a different type of expression. You will not feel the gloriousness of it all as you will. You have been preparing for this. You have been acclimating to these energies for some time. And acclimating in a conscious, knowing manner. Not in an unconscious level. as so many across the planet are now at this point. You are the awakened ones. An awakening, yet you shall even more. You are remembering who you are. So see now this energy, this force, this light that comes through your sun of this solar system as a great solar flash. That energy, that pulse of light strikes the earth and spreads out, changing forevermore life on this planet. Raising the vibration of this planet once and for all from the 3D expression of illusion to the higher fourth and fifth dimensional expression of higher vibration, higher frequency, higher consciousness. And feel what it will be like. What it is like if you are able to experience it now, even for just a moment, just for a brief expression of the bliss that will come with this. It is a part of this. Feel how life will change everywhere. Not so much in a moment, but in a matter of moments, or hours, or days, or even weeks, and yes, even sometimes months, where this expression will continue on, shifting and changing consciousness across the planet. There will be no more separation. All will be one. All will feel as one. All will know themselves as the one. The one expression of light, of love, of the creator source of this universe. You will all feel that connectedness. Not only to the great source, the cosmic source, but the connectedness to all of your multidimensional selves. Feel the all that is the all. The greater consciousness within all of you. Allow yourselves now to just feel. Feel this love, this greater, higher consciousness. Feel it permeating through your astral and etheric bodies, as well as your mental and your causal bodies, all the way into your physical form. As you merge now back into your physical form, feel that sense of oneness. All comes together as one into your physical form. Physical form may feel the expression, the effects of this for just a brief second or moment. As you come back now into your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in, tucking it all back in, coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Yeshua and Sananda as well. Together we come now in this great time of expression, this expression of oneness, this expression of moving beyond the third dimensional illusion into the higher fourth, fifth, and even higher dimensional frequencies. As you, each and every one, are moving through your resurrection, your ascension, as an ascension process. Just as I moved through that process as well. So long ago, those 2,000 and more years ago. Where I sought to reach out to my brothers and my sisters and to tell them what I knew in the ways that they could understand what you have heard of as parables and stories, to help them appreciate and even in some cases remember who they were. But alas, many of them stayed asleep. Many of them continued on with the programming that they had received. But of course, there were those that stepped out of that programming, those that were ready to awaken and would be able to hear my words, my understandings, that I could reach out to them and share all that I knew, all that I understood, all that I remembered, in the hopes that they would also remember who they are. Do you see now the correlation of what happened then and what is happening now with all of you? For you are the resurrection and the life. Each and every one of you that hear and resonate to these words, you are the way, the truth, and the life, just as I brought that forth. But you are the collective of this, not one man, but a gathering of many to become the one. Just as I was the one to gather the many. You look out now at the expression that is all around you in your third dimensional illusion. And if you think about that, it wasn't that long ago that you did not even understand that this was an illusion. But so many of you have awakened to understand that this isn't the reality. The only reality this is what you make it, what you give it. But beyond that, it is an illusion. You have, many of you have moved beyond this illusion. Not all of the time, but much of the time. Much more than previous years before and lifetimes before, where you were ensconced within the programming. But now you find yourself at times still in the programming, but at other times you have awakened beyond it. The sleeper has awakened within each and every one of you. And that is what is ahead for your brothers and sisters, those that are ready to awaken themselves, that are ready to hear that alarm clock within themselves as their higher selves whisper to them, awaken, my brothers, my sisters, awaken, my child. These are those times now for all of you. Not only are awakening yourselves, but are here to awaken others, just as I was there to awaken others. As many who would listen, so too are you awakening as many who will listen to you. as you spread your light, share your light. And even at times, provide those miracles that are all within you to do. As you become aware fully of who you are, that you are able to provide all that is needed for those around you, those of your loved ones. Can you reach them all? No. Just as I did not reach them all. Only some. But that some, that one or two or three here and there, reach out their light and awaken another and another and another. Before long, those 2,000 years ago, a movement was created, an entire new philosophy, a new understanding was created from my simple words. Just as you can reach out now with your light, wherever you find yourself, reach out your light and touch someone with it. And then they in turn will reach out their light and touch someone, and they will touch someone, and so on and so on. This is how an entire revolution or evolution begins, as it has already begun here. It is in the process of coming to a culmination, not an ending, but a new beginning, an ending of sorts, an ending of the old programming, and the beginning of the new creative process that is within each and every being on the planet. But not only on this planet, but the entire solar system and even the galaxy is moving through this ascension process. That is why so many are here to witness this revolution and evolution of man, of humankind, of life here in this area of the universe. All of you, each and every one of you, have it within you to become the way, the truth, and the life. Not even to become it, but to know that you already are it. As you are hearing now, I am the way, the truth, and the life is now becoming, I am the love, I am the light, I am the truth, I am. I am the resurrection and the life of all here on this planet to experience the love that is there for each and every one to share and to know. The time has come. The time is now to be a part of this new, higher expression here on the earth. As the earth, as Gaia herself, is ascending and is taking all of you that are ready to ascend with her, to resurrect with her. Not resurrect where you have to die the physical form, but resurrect the light within you. Raise it higher to a new, higher expression here on this planet, on this earth, on Gaia. And when you have fully done that, celebrations that will occur at that time are nothing compared to what you have had in the past. Far beyond the celebrations you have ever experienced. For this will not only be a celebration of one, but will be a celebration of the many. You are the many within the one, and the one within the many. Know that now, as you venture forth on this day, this Easter Sunday, the celebration of not my resurrection, but your resurrection. Your life, your continuing expression of love beyond the illusion. I am Yeshua and Sananda. We appreciate this time that we can be with you and share and open up to the many levels of expression within each and every one of you. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to rock and roll on this Easter Sunday, this wondrous day of your year, the celebration of the expression of who you are, not the expression of Yeshua as he went through the resurrection. That is what they want you to believe, that he was the one that resurrected, that he was the one that ascended, and that no one else can. But as you all know, that is certainly not true. You are all moving through this expression of ascension, not only today, but throughout your entire life and lifetimes to come, one after another, through infinity. You will continue through this ascension process. It does not end, people. There will be a part where you will move from this 3D illusion completely into the higher fourth and fifth and beyond, but there is no ending to the beyond. That is what you must come to understand. It is a continuing process forever and ever and ever. We are ready now for your questions if you have them. Shoshana, and we are standing by. Do you have questions here? No questions?
Well, I'll ask a question if nobody else has one.
Yes.
Have we heard the last of the Evergreen cargo ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal, or will there possibly be some disclosures coming up or more talk about that ship?
No and yes. But we cannot give much more on that at this point because it is a continuing process. It is continuing to unfold here as expression, as vibrational expression continues to increase. You will find the answer to your question will come quite shortly, we will say here at this point. Maybe Shoshana can give more.
We do not.
No, she does not. Then that is how we can answer that. You can expect more as the various events unfold here, okay?
Very good. That's what I thought. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Greetings, Hussars. This is Moses, and I wanted to ask for if he had any pointers on how to reach out to our loved ones and our neighbors. It appears that they are overwhelmed, and anything other than what television suggests and what a status quo suggests seems to stress them out and seems to cut off the channel of communication, just uttering the concept. Do you have any pointers? Because, they are doing a good job spreading their agenda. But, I know we can do it and we're doing it, but do you have any pointers for us? Thank you, sir.
All we can say here is one at a time. Just continue to share your light wherever you find yourself able to, wherever one is open to that light. If they are not open to the light, then you cannot share with them. You can put various truths out there, and if they take hold, such as your fable of your Johnny Appleseed, spreading the seeds here and there, and wherever they would grow, you will have another apple tree, you see? And that is what is occurring here. As you spread your seed, as you spread your light, your love, your higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequencies, wherever you go, and wherever it takes root, then it shall. Okay, Shoshana.
We would like to ask a question, dear brother. May we ask you a question?
Yes, sister.
Dear brother, can you provide to us an example of what you are experiencing? A specific example.
Certainly. It's happening with almost everyone, I suppose. I guess I tend to reach out and make a comment to try to get conversation started. When somebody mentioned that their grandfather was being swabbed and that the authorities were going to be coming back the following day to quarantine the entire family, then I began to suggest, and mention things here and there. But there's always this fear. There's this fear reaction, even from somebody that's neutral. It's almost like they don't have a reference to associate that with, and they just react with fear.
And what do you offer in that moment?
I try to give them, a couple of sentences and to create some foundation, and then send a couple of links, and then perhaps leave it up to them to consider. But for example, people here in America, they react almost with antagonism almost right away, like that is the default. People from overseas, not so much. They seem fearful and, confused. But in America, they could get pretty defensive.
We, dear brother, would encourage you to offer what you can and offer courage. Offer information and courage. If it is wished for, if those are reaching out to you and requesting your assistance, you must offer them courage, and you must offer them what you would do in that situation. How would you handle it? And if they wish to hear that from you, you could say, well, if I was in this situation, this is what I might consider doing. And then you leave it up to God. You leave it up to divinity. You leave it up to being those to wake up for that. But you must offer them courage as much as you can. Namaste.
And we would add here to take the example of Yeshua when he would attempt to bring healing to various individuals through his ministry. And what did he do? He would only be able to work with those that were ready to be worked with, those that had the faith, those that were open to him sharing the healing energy, the light within him. He could not do it for everyone, just as you cannot do it for everyone. You can only help those that are ready to help themselves.
And we will offer that what you do is enough.
Yes.
You do what you do with your heart and your soul and your love and your compassion and your mind. And that is enough. That is all that is required of you. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here? Anything further? Then we are ready for your email question, if you will.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. The question is, Ascended Masters often appear at the Wesak Festival, and do they appear in other places? How often, and who are they? Thank you.
First of all, yes, your Wesak Festival, which occurs once a year in your time of May, normally, and where the Buddha and the Christ make their appearance to those that are gathered there in this secret place, they do appear in a physical form. Not physical in terms of your physical body as you know it now, but in a higher expression of the physical body, a lighter physical body, if you will. The same type of body that you will be creating for yourself as you move through ascension. It will be very much the same type of body, and you will be able to do that as well, to appear to those that are still in the 3D expression as you find the need to do. Just as those of us, when the need is there, we also are able to make that appearance. Again, not in a fully physical three-dimensional body, but we will not come into the three-dimensional space, as it were. We will come into a higher vibrational space that is akin, we will say, to the three-dimensional space that that one is in. So, with that understanding, the appearances physical of those of us, the ascended ones, your Saint Germain, your Yeshua, Sananda, Archangel Michael, ourselves, all of this, we do not make this appearance very often. But there are times when we are able and need to do so and actually do make that expression. Sometimes very briefly, though, we will just show ourselves and then not anymore very long. And then by the use of telepathy, we are then able to communicate with that one. And the expression that they saw, even for just a small, short moment, is enough for them to know that we are really there. You see? By the way, we have done that several times in your advances that you have had. You just may not be aware of it fully. You know of the one we speak of, though, where Yeshua came through this one, James, and presented himself to all those that were there at that time. You remember what we speak of here? Very good. Was this sufficient, or rather, since this is an email question that cannot be asked directly, Shoshana, do you have anything
we,
to add?
We do not. We believe you have given a full answer here.
Very good. Then we are done with this part. Do you have parting message here, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, continue to shine your light wherever you can. Wherever you find a level of darkness, shine your light. Be yourself. Do not succumb. Do not fall back from who you are in whatever expression it might be, as long as you are not hurting another in the process. Be who you are, but only in the case where you are not infringing on another's rights. Okay, just as you do not want your rights infringed on. Then we are done. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.